Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. The room really has been warmed up. Over the days and the channeling, the information, the epiphanies, the room is filled with appropriate energy. And that energy is a soft one, the invitation of introspection, of realization, allowance, something that gives you permission to think outside of that bubble or box of reality you think you know so well. And the beauty of this is that nothing you discover today, nothing will change you in an inappropriate way. Everything you may learn that is expansive creates more benevolence in your life. There is nothing here at all that will harm you or change you to a way that you don't want. Instead, there is only beauty. There is knowledge presented in this room that really makes you wonder, are you bigger? Is God bigger than you were told? Is history bigger? Is the lineage of your humanness bigger? Do you have an Akashic record which is far grander than you ever thought? Is it possible that your Akash goes back over 50,000 years? And if it does, what is in there that might come forward today to validate who you really are? And who you really are is the issue. A soul that is very old has experienced a great deal. But up to now, all of that has hidden behind a veil of understanding. That veil is starting to get weaker, thinner, allowing for some things to come through it that are going to enhance you. What were you told? What were you told about who you are? Dear ones, I want you to think about the difference between being told and the reality of feeling it. Sometimes there's a feeling of betrayal when you discover something so grand and yet you were told something different. I'll ask you this again. Perhaps those who gave you your reality today have passed on. Perhaps they're not on the earth anymore, but they shaped your life. They shaped the spiritual part of you or the unspiritual part. They gave you information. It's the best they had. And suddenly you discover there's more, and it's real, and it's so different than what they said. I want to tell you right now that they're in a place that knows what you know. If I could paint a picture, their hand has always been out saying, look, find the rest, find the rest, find the rest of the story. There is no betrayal. in finding truth. No betrayal. There are those of you who are saying, I have so many questions, it feels so different. There's almost too much information. What do I do? How do I sort this out? What should I do first? Some of you, so proud of your abilities to think in a high fashion, very intelligent you are. You have the intellect of one, perhaps even greater than others. And that intellect has brought you to a place where you were pondering the beyond and doing it well. And I'm going to ask you to stop pondering for just a moment and start feeling. When you were a child, there was so much unknown. Some things were frightening. You didn't understand how things worked, but your mother or father did. Can you remember that far back, taking the hand of the parent, mother or father, and walking out of the house and being taken somewhere that was different? There were sounds and smells and protocols and people. So different. And it was frightening because you didn't understand it. But as long as you had your hand in the hand of mother or father, it was fine. Because they were there to guide you through that unknown. Can you remember the feeling? On one hand, you are frightened, and the other, you're peaceful. Mom is there, Dad is there. Sometimes you will hide behind their leg and come out when you felt everything was okay. Children all do this. It's that part where they learn the reality which is beyond that of the child. And that metaphor is clear. What we wish to show truly is that is what you're being asked to do now. Don't figure it out, dear ones. Take the hand of Spirit, which is inside you so completely that you can see it, you can feel it. You don't have to have conjecture. You don't have to have the analysis. What it might be, what is going on, what might happen, all of those things on that list that you built. Instead, day by day, feeling it, having now intuition about it all, and not that which you have created in advance from your high thinking. This is the invitation. Now be clear, that high thinking will begin to shift and change as the new reality is apparent. And then the high thinking becomes intuition, and all of it is appropriate. And now it's more accurate than it ever was before. This is the new paradigm. Not knowing what is going to happen tomorrow, trusting that all is benevolent and on a path that is known at some level by the web of time. That you are known by God, directed by God, and that is inside you. And that God is everywhere, including inside you. That when you go out at night and look at the stars, you are looking at you, part of the stuff that you came from. Dear ones, your lineage is from here and the stars. Many of them. not just one planet around one star. You are from this galaxy, all of you, in ways that would shock you if you knew the truth. You watched this universe in its creative stages. You have been here longer than time. You are eternal in both directions, which is an impossibility for some brains to think of. You always have to have a beginning, don't you? What if I told you that it's in a circle? There is no beginning. There is no end. There just is. And that's the beauty of who you are. Think of this. Your soul is now being something you're discovering. And this, the new age. And none of it stops the beauty and the glory of God. It only enhances the creative force. You're starting to discover the truth of the benevolence and the beauty of God inside you. A God that does not do dysfunctional things like punish. A God that doesn't care what you wear, but cares only about the love that you give back, so that you can take the hand of the parent, which is yourself, and walk through life unafraid. Can you do this? What did you bring into the room that you worry about today? What is it that you are concerned about for tomorrow? Can you take the hand of the peace of the Creator in you and have peace? A double meaning. And can you then relax with it? So much so that you can take a deep breath and say, all is well. Humans must survive. And part of that is the idea that you must know what is going to take place in the future. What if I told you that you can have both without the worry? You can know what is in the future as a benevolent outcome and solution because you are part of all of it. In a way that is grander than you think or you know, you don't have to push things to make them happen. Someone in here needs to know that you can finally relax with what is going to take place in the immediate future. Five of you needed to hear that right now. Dear ones, you're going to live longer if you can cast this away and put it where it belongs, in the hand of God. Do you remember when you were a child what it felt like not to have to worry about tomorrow? Claim it right now, because that is the relationship between you and the Creator. I'll be back. And so it is.